Blog Talk Radio.
Along with Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. And wow, sorry I missed you guys yesterday. I've been buried in homework, so please forgive me. Anyway, welcome to Circles of Prosperity. We're going to continue our conversation on who we really are, how to use the power that we have, because you know we have a magic wand, right? We just need to figure out how to use it. And so we're just, this to me, this is a review of our teachings here on Circles of Prosperity. But guess what? If you're not living it, you don't know it. So we're repeating it. Plus, we have so many new people joining in from time to time listening to us. It's good to kind of roll back to the beginning so they get a sense of who we are here at Circles of Prosperity. And I'll tell you, whenever I'm going through a challenge in this life experience, I always go back to the stuff that feeds my spirit. And so, you know, people send me emails saying, oh my God, this is right on time. It's what I needed to hear. And I just follow the spirit, all righty? So, good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Cynthia, how are you?
Hey. I finished my homework.
Thank God.
I know. That's all I can.
But, you know, it's a good thing. It's a self-discipline, and it's very good.
Oh, I don't know what possessed me to do this at this point in this time in my life.
But it's better to do it now than never.
It is true. The time will pass anyway. So, I'm inching through. Lord have mercy. It seems like the closer I get to finishing, the more I wish it was over. Anyway, I need to watch my thoughts, don't I?
Yes, you do. We all do.
My thoughts and my words. So, Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our opening prayer as people continue to roll in on the line this morning?
Gladly. Heavenly Father, let us feel love and have the evolving perfection that we are. Let us love ourselves more and let us make peace with where we are. And may we realize that we are leading edge creators. Yes, we are. And the love that you have for us is beyond physical description and beyond the human language. We are extensions of you as source energy. And the more we are allowing the fullness of our source energy to flow through us, the more we thrive without worry, without doubt, without sickness, without having a place of lack or a place of not worrying about funding. Everything will come through us once we allow the fullness of you as our source energy to flow through us. We will thrive and not merely exist or survive. We will thrive and do well. Let us realize this, that we are vibrational energy and we are extensions of you, who is the grand creator of the universe. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow, Dr. Reggie, you are really giving some truths in that prayer. Bringing us into the realization of who we really are. Take a deep breath. Ooh. We just walk around on this planet. We go to getting busying ourselves, taking a shower, making some breakfast, thinking about what we have to do next, just stop for a moment and recognize that you are an extension of source energy. When you contemplate on that, that alone should empower you this morning.
Amen.
That alone should empower you this morning. All right, so we've been talking about who we really are. And we've been talking about the non-physical you, that which we call spirit. It's unseen, right? Spirit. How many of you sat in church and heard the word spirit? And you just have a vague concept of what it is. Or you just kind of thought of a ghost, you know, something that even has form, but you could put your hand through it. Look like vapor or steam or something. I mean, spirit is such, there's no physical form that you can conjure in your mind that represents spirit. But that is the essence of who you are. So what these few lessons that we're going through, saying that you are a vibrational being, the whole purpose of us talking about this is to help us to unwind the tape that has been implanted in us, not so much implanted, but just through our education system and through our different religions. If we spent time in church, there are all these concepts about the nature of who we are that really don't fully express the truth of who we are. And so for you to move into that empowered state of existence where you are able to merge with the mind, with the spirit, the true essence of who you are, we have to break down all of these other images and concepts that you have rolling in your mind. So on some level, we need to spend a lot of time here. But on the other level, I think if we start moving into a different terminology, that it shifts our consciousness for us. So that's why, and I'm repeating this, that's why we refer to that energy, which you would call God, as source energy. And that's why we are guiding you in understanding that you are a vibrational being. That you are vibration, that you are pure energy. And when you recognize that you are pure energy, look out. Because what is the one thing that you know about energy? Energy has power. We know that we call gasoline energy. Gasoline can be put in a car and can push a car forward, the thing that weighs 6 tons, and make it move at speeds that are, 80 miles per hour, 120 miles an hour, helps you to move through time and space. We know that when they put rocket fuel in the shuttle, it takes off and breaks the boundaries of gravity. And moves past Earth and into space. Power equals energy. So at that point, once you understand that you are just a bundle of energy, and I shouldn't say just, that you are a powerful ball of energy and not this physical body that you think has limitations, then you are prepared and on the leading edge of knowing the essence of your being, of your source energy. So today we're going to talk about, I mean, we've already talked about, I want to touch on your emotions today. I'm sorry. I'm rolling back. And how your emotions are the indicators of how well you are connected to the concept of you being energy and the source energy. And I may have shared some of this with you, but because we've had a day off, I'm totally out of where we are. So please forgive me. But you know what? Everything is in divine order, and sometimes we need to hear it again. So I'm reading from the Abraham Hicks material that is talking about the astonishing power of your emotions and how you need to let your feelings be your guide. So we understand that we are vibration, and we understand that when we have the perception of our current life experience and that it how it causes a realization that we do not have enough of something. Okay? So we don't have enough money, or we don't have enough time, or we don't have enough clarity, or we don't have enough stamina. At the moment that we feel that we don't have enough of something, what happens? A desire comes up in our heart. If you don't have enough money, you desire to have more money. Right? So whenever you know what is lacking in your life, you really know more clearly what it is that you desire. That is why it is so important for you to embrace every experience. No matter if it's an uncomfortable experience, it's showing you what would be more comfortable for you. And our first lesson when we started Circles with Prosperity was what? No judgments, right? Get rid of the labels. So there is no good or bad experience. It's an experience that helps us to evolve. I love how they say, when you recognize that you don't have enough of something, a desire evolves. It comes into being. If you were as sure of who you are as the inner part of you is, you also could turn your undivided attention toward the new ideas. And if you were to do that, then you would feel an eagerness for life, a clarity of mind, and a vitality of body that would be indescribably wonderful. Well, so what are they saying? They said if you could take your attention off of your lack, if when you understood that you are vibration, you are source energy, that you are empowered to have, be, do, and have anything that you desire, and if you really, really, really understood that the moment that you figured out, I don't have enough of something, that you would move forward with that with gusto. But what choice do we make at that moment when we discover we don't have enough of something? Tell me, what do we do? Oh, woe is me. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Oh, we, at that very moment, forget that we have a magic wand. At the very moment that we should recognize that we have a magic wand. Wake up. Wake up this morning. Wake up. They said you would feel an eagerness for life, a clarity of mind, and a vitality of body that would be indescribably wonderful. Anybody want to be on that train this morning? I do. I'm raising my hand. I want to be on that train. So in other words, if you were able to keep up with who you really are, the exhilaration of that connection would be delicious. If you could connect with your source energy and really know it, oh my God, it would be a thrill, as Chris Matthews says, running up your leg. It would be better than sex. And when you do not allow yourself to keep up with who you have become, you feel the discomfort of that resistance. So the minute that you start out thinking, I don't have enough money, and then you move into this, oh, woe is me, it is a signal that you are not connected, because you feel so bad and you're just so filled with worry. And I mean, imagine if you were Jesus and you woke up one morning, people banging on your door, heal me, heal me, heal me. And you woke up that morning saying, I don't have the power. Oh, all these people coming and asking me to heal them. I don't know how I'm going to make that happen. I don't have the power. I can't. Just, can you imagine Jesus waking up on a bad day, not acknowledging that source energy in him? No. But we do it every day. We do it every day. And that is what is meant by giving away your power. You just stand there with all of this power, all the resources available to you, even everything on the planet is yours to use, and you stand there feeling sorry for yourself. That's your choice. The emotions that you feel in any moment of life are the indicators of the vibrational relationship between you and your source energy of who you really are. And so your emotions are telling you whether your current active thought and subsequent vibrational offering matches the vibration of your evolved source self or not. So when the signals match or come close to matching, you feel wonderful. And when the signals do not match, you do not feel so good. And so an awareness of your emotions and what they mean is essential to your conscious evolution. In the very plain and simple terms, you must find a way to allow yourself to keep up with what life is causing you to become if you are to live the joyous life you came here to live. So what does all that mean? It means that every situation you find yourself in, you need to embrace it. But embrace it from the perception of knowing that you are source energy, that you have source energy in you, or that you are an extension of source energy. That's all the power in the universe is in you. And so when this little problem crops up, how do you move in it? And you want to pay attention to how you feel, because that's the signal if you are in connection with your source energy or you're not. So let's talk about the vibrational alignment. That's what we're calling when you're connected in your joy and you're happy and joyous. That's an indicator that you are moving and you are attached to your source energy. But the minute that you're in doubt and fear, you're not. So when Hicks, Abraham, is saying, talking about vibrational alignment, they are referring to the aligning to aligning the vibrations within your being only. It has nothing to do with anything or anyone else, or what anyone else is doing. This sometimes raises a question in those who hear us say that, because it seems to many people that the only problems they have are due to their interaction with other people. So doesn't something need to be done about those individuals? My mother is dictating to me what I have to do. Reggie is trying to control everything in my life. Cynthia, if she would just listen to me, then we could be on the same page. We always look outside of ourselves at the other person is getting on my nerves. If they could just cooperate with me, then things would be okay. But Abraham is saying it has nothing to do with them. It's all about you. Has nothing at all to do with them. So the moment that you're complaining about someone, stop complaining and say, thank you for reminding me that I need to work on this issue. They are a reflection of what you have to work on. If it's an irritation to you, you need to work on it. So, see, it's an emotion, right? And it's telling you you're not connected. They're pushing some buttons inside of you that move you out of alignment to being with source energy. Big clue on how to solve every problem, relationship problem. Let it go. Connect with your joy. Don't let them rob you of your joy. That's what the old church folks say. So it is true. You are interacting with others, yes, and often that interaction is the source of your discomfort or your problem. But asking them to be different is not the answer. Because most of them are not willing to change for you anyway. And even when they are willing, they cannot consistently be what you need them to be in order for you to feel good. So the answer to your feeling good is only in the alignment of the energy within you. And as we have said before, it is about you, and Dr. Reggie said this morning, it is about you allowing yourself to keep up with what the larger part of you has become. Because you understand that projection of source energy into this physical body came here to experience everything. And every experience is expanding that consciousness of that source energy that is within you. And so you want to make room for that expansion. When you try to lock down that someone else is causing a problem, you are binding that energy. You're not allowing the expansion of that energy within you, and you're not keeping up with how powerful that energy within you really is and how it's growing from every experience. No, we're not coming out of this box. You're the problem. No, I'm not going to forgive. Because forgiveness is not about them being okay. It's about you saying, yes, I expand to my consciousness and my awareness to incorporate everything that you are, and it's okay. That's what forgiveness is about. We think that we're granting someone some special blessing by forgiving them. And it really is all about granting you the permission to expand and to allow you to be, to fully express the source energy in you. It's all about you. Oh, it's okay. You were wrong, but it's okay. It doesn't bother me. And inside you're saying, but I'm still pissed. But I can say, I forgive you. And don't Bitmore mean it? Because forgiveness is not something you project outward. Forgiveness is about you saying, oh, excuse me, source energy, God. I'm not allowing you to be fully in charge here. I'm not allowing the expansion of that pure love energy here. Excuse me, I made an error here. Let me align. Because the minute you release all of that judgment and everything, you move into your joy. You release the stress in your life. That's why they say vibrational alignment feels like relief. Just let it be. Let it go, let it go, let it go. We have I programmed a very short show this morning because our schedule is just so tight, but I wanted to spend some time with you this morning. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here, and I want to share this portion of it because it's really talking about how we can move into that consciousness where there's no stress in our life. It says, imagine putting your canoe with the oars already inside, and you're in a river and you're floating on the current. And then deliberately you're turning your canoe to go upstream and you're paddling with all your strength against the flow. And as we see you in your boat and you're paddling very hard against the current, we ask, what do you think about turning your canoe around and going downstream and going with the flow, the current? And most reply, I'm going to turn downstream. Oh, that just seems really lazy. And then we ask, but how long can you keep that up? And your answer is, I'm not sure. But it is my duty or responsibility to figure that out. And then if we were to visit long with most people, they would go on to explain, this is just what we all do here. It's what my mother did, and her mother did it before. And anyone who amounts to anything works diligently against the current. All trophies and monuments are erected to honor those hardworking people who stay strong against the current. And anyway, people often remind us there are even more rewards after we die for those who work hard like this. Are you getting the picture? We make our life much more difficult than it has to be. God never intended it to be that way. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to ask you to take us into our closing prayer. And I have a caller on 3691. After Dr. Reggie takes our closing prayer, I'll take your call. Oh, Dr. Reggie, let me turn your mic on. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Father, for letting us have the privilege to listen to these lessons and being open and receptive to hearing them. You as source energy are our guide. And we have angels protecting us and ancestors. We tap in and get tuned in and turned on by the energy of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that, that we solve all of our problems, which are really spiritual in nature. And when we learn to allow, and that is a key energy of allowing source energy to flow through us, our problems will be solved on every level. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Now, we won't have a show tomorrow, but we'll be back on Thursday.
Tomorrow, Veterans Day?
No.
All right, I'm going to go to this caller. Hello? Hi, Cynthia. It's Susie.
Hey, Susie. How are you?
I just wanted to I just wanted to see if you and Dr. Reggie are going to be at the Button Road.
Yes, tonight.
Okay, very good. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
I'll bring you a special treat.
Oh, this is an angel. Thank you so much.
Okay, I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay.
And just
bye. Bye. Yes.
Of other people.